falls on that one. Good point.
And I'm going to say that this is February 20th, 1992, and we're at the home of Rebecca Marr Stiller.
Who's 91 years old.
Who's 91. And what is your mailing address here?
Huh?
What is your mailing address here? Your mailing address?
Mailing it. Peggy,
Route 1, Box 67, Montrose.
Okay. Okay.
That's my big trouble. I can't remember things correctly. I don't trust myself anymore. So I have some children by.
You have backup. That's good. Maybe we can start by you telling us something about your parents' names, first of all.
My parents' names?
Yes.
Mother's name was Albina. She was a Stoniker before she was married. And my father's name was Thomas Jefferson Godden.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was a Godden.
Uh-huh.
And they were, I forget, Peggy, his original.
It was Thomas.
Where he lived.
I believe Willetta told me that the Goddens were English.
Yes.
And the Stonickers.
No, well, it's the same. He's my father.
Right.
You got it from them, and you got
it from
straight.
And now, do you know anything beyond your parents? Do you know what your grandparents' names were?
I knew my grandmother Godden, but I don't know any of the background of her origin.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Melvina.
Melvina Godden.
Uh-huh.
And
but her other name before she was married, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. And your grandfather?
It was Judson Godden.
Judson Godden.
Peggy, don't you have that in that book that you wrote?
If she does, we can find that. But just
yes.
Whatever you have in your memory is fine.
The Godden history is in that.
Mm-hmm. Good, good.
And you could get it more correct than I can give it to you now because I get things sort of mixed up.
Sure, sure. And tell us what year you were born.
Huh?
Tell us what year you were born.
Wow. Peggy?
January the 5th.
Yeah, I was born in January, but I don't know what year now.
1901.
Okay, great.
Isn't it awful to forget things like that?
No, I think it...
You just had a birthday then. Huh? You just had a birthday uh-huh. last month.
And Willetta was telling me about a grandmother. Was it your grandmother Stoniker who sang some songs? And Willetta sang
yeah.
a couple of those.
Well,
songs
well she's
me.
Giving you all the history in it.
She's talked about the Stonickers, yeah. But what about now this loom we're sitting at came from your husband's family, the Marstillers.
Yeah.
And she didn't tell me anything about the Marstillers. That would be your husband's family.
Well, it's written in her history there, Peggy.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this loom. Who made this loom?
Oh.
This was a Lemuel Chenoweth?
Yes, he designed it, and I think he put it together for Shirley's mother's people. That was before we were married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a long time.
Now, who was Shirley?
My husband, Marsteller.
Shirley Marsteller. So it would be Shirley's mother's people and
they were Rowans.
Rowans. Okay, good.
Or she was
mm-hmm.
before she and Grandpa were married.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a good bit, you know, before then Shirley and I came on and came in the picture.
Mm-hmm. And has the loom ever been dated by anybody?
I don't think so,
no.
Has it, Peggy?
No. Just through the history and by the word of man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But we could find, we know when Chenoweth lived, so. And did you ever see anybody work on this loom? Your husband's people? Did you ever see...
You mean the, weaving?
Yes,
or,
yes.
Oh, yes. There's been a lot of people worked on it. Mm-hmm. All my girls and grandchildren. And after I came here, and then grandma's people and her daughters wove on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if any... I think some of her granddaughters did, too, didn't the Peggy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And your mother-in-law, especially.
Mm-hmm.
So how many generations can we say of wove on this land?
Five. Well,
there was a... I don't know the folks before Grandma got it. And Grandma Marstara be one, and Grandma...
Rowan
would be the first that I know.
That would be your great-grandmother or?
Mother-in-law. Great-grandmother. Daddy's great-grandmother.
I see. Yeah.
And then in Grandma Wellington Marsteller and her children wove on it. And there were other folks that came and wove pieces too outside of the family, but I don't know their names. Mm-hmm. And then my family and my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. It's had us rounds.
And the lady that gave you the loom was Grandpa's wife, which name was Lucindy Rowan, Mom.
Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. I'm glad you found it.
Lucindy Rowan, and it's got a Steinecker here.
Yes.
Maybe I'll write down some notes later on them. Okay, great. Well, maybe I'll let Susan ask you some more questions, and I'm going to change my film and try a couple different pictures. If you want to just talk about weaving and just continue to like you were weaving, and I'm going to try to take a couple more pictures with a different kind of film.
Oh, mercy.
Do you remember what was the first thing you made on this loom?
The first thing that I made was these little things up here when I was going to school to Miss Godwin.
Mm-hmm. We did a lot of work just starting out there.
Yes, and I was so proud of them, and she was too, and mm-hmm. I fold them up and keep them.
Yeah.
It's just to remember my designs and things when I got started to weaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to set the loom up differently for the different patterns, right?
Yes, you have to... Thread your loom, wind your warp, and then you thread it through these little things, different ways to get your patterns. Sometimes it'll be just plain weaving, mm-hmm. and you go every other one for those. But for patterns, you may maybe weave or put your warp through the eyes in these needles. You uh-huh. see where these little eyes here.
Okay, yep.
And maybe it'll take three or four of those, you know, together to get mm-hmm. part of it. And then you change to another color and put in another one. Mm-hmm. Or if you're making mixed colors, you just change every other one. Mm-hmm. If you're doing plain weaving, you just thread them all as they come and then mm-hmm. cause their four petals is called.
Uh-huh.
These are, and that's where you thread to get your designs.
Right. Is it hard to keep track of them when you're threading them up?
Huh?
Is it hard to keep track of them when you're threading them
up? No, after you get onto it, you can tell with your feet where you trump the mm-hmm. ones that come down with your patterns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or different colors. Sometimes you just do pieces with just maybe two or three colors,
mm-hmm.
and they're threaded on spatial.
Uh-huh.
All these little things, I know.
Let's see.
Mrs. Mark, the heddles?
Eyes.
The heddles? Mm-hmm. Can I ask you to hold the
beater bar.
Yeah, the beater bar pretty still there while I try to shot.
Now this is
my bag.
Yeah. Now this is his mother's.
Mm-hmm.
Room.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, his little throwing. Mm-hmm.
Kind of just look down at it like you're weaving will be fine.
I don't know
just look down at it like you're weaving.
Oh.
How much of this he wants to hear this?
All right, now this is just a pattern I thread through, and I'm ready to weave it. So I trump them all even.
Mm-hmm.
See, then you come on down even and you bring that up that way. And then you trump the trebles again for one and two to get it tied. You bring that in and then put this down and put your other string in to fasten it, and then you beat it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to your colors again.
Mm-hmm.
Plain. And then this. And these are homemade needles or
shuttles?
Petals to. Mm-hmm. Well, no. This
shuttles,
is what you wind your warp or your yarn on to get you different colors. Oh, Peggy, what's it called?
Shuttles.
Shuttles, yes.
Yeah. And who made this for you? And those were made for you, homemade?
Who made those shuttles, Mother?
Who made them?
Mm-hmm.
My husband. Some of them.
Mm-hmm. 99% of it.
There was a few that came here, but they wore out. When we got there, when they got it, Grandma Marcy will want us so much. And after a while, they wear out or break. Some of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them you lose. This is an oldie. And Grandpa and Shirley, that was awful handy making things to work with. And then I'd make little ones to make little flowers and things.
Mm-hmm.
Or I didn't make them, my husband did. The smaller ones. You can wind different ones on.
Yeah.
And these are the little needles that you go mm-hmm. through to make your designs.
Yeah.
And my, let's see, here's some more things that he made too, some of them down in there. Some of them are very old.
Yeah, you've got quite a collection.
These are your leaves, Mother, that you make your cross when you take your warp off too.
Huh.
Did you tell them about that, your leaf sticks that you put in your cross when you take your warp off?
Uh-huh.
If you lose that cross in your warp, then you've got a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But when you wind it over there, you come down and it makes a cross.
Mm-hmm.
That's a job.
Mm. These have to be tied at each end when you get it through there. But that is special.
I'm going to try moving that back.
You wind your warp, then you thread it through the petals there,
mm-hmm.
and you bring it through here. Then here's where you put. That'll be just plain weaving.
Mm-hmm.
And you put one of these in and trump the treadle, mm-hmm. push it back. And then you put the other one in for that, and then you trump your treadles, and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I see you've already got some woven on here.
Yeah, tell them what this is here, Mother.
Mm-hmm.
What this fine is here at the beginning of your rug. What is that?
Well, it's just a measurement, honey.
Yes, here. You're stay stitching. So it doesn't ravel out on
you. Yes. You weave. It's called a heading. You weave that. Just a hand. Turn under a hem.
Uh-huh.
Or bring you chairs, take it out and tie it.
Mm-hmm. I can hold it for you if you like.
Do you tie it in the neck of fridge?
Yes. I took mine off and just tie them, I'd take maybe three or four of these in time.
Mm-hmm.
I can show you in some of mine that I've worn when I took off.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just take maybe three, make a small one. Uh-huh. But that leaves you a fringe on it then for decoration.
Yeah, I like those fringes. Did you weave the, looks like there's another rug down here with a kind of a diamond pattern down there?
Mm-hmm. Is it pretty? I guess
it is.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
right. Charlie!
Now
look this up for us, please.
That will have to be wound backwards out of way, where you bring this up. And over there's where it's wound off and bring through the thread. And then you tie it onto this here and roll. Well, it's a plain until you start weaving and you keep in the roll.
That one's easier to get to than this other one, I'll play, Jerry.
Oh, there's a little peg in here. It helps to hold it in place as you roll that back.
Mm-hmm. Did you want it up?
Is that going to work out okay? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's okay.
And then there's another little pole over there that unrolls the big where your warp's wound on back there.
Well, the big one fell down the steps. We'll have to get it later.
Oh, well, there's a pole, a little round piece that you put in that little hole there to hind it and hold it solid. No, Peggy, that's there, that little piece.
The little one is, Mother.
Huh? Oh, it's just one you put in. It's not the real one.
Let's try to think of the one here. You all have information on the Lamont Channel, don't you, and the Philippi Bridge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like to try to get a few more pictures of you. I'd like to try to get a few more pictures of you leaning over just like you're weaving. You don't even have to be doing it, but just if your hands are in the right position. But I first have to try to get a light reading here.
Mm-hmm. Just wait a minute.
Just one minute and I'll be ready.
If I'm weaving, this has to be up here. You only have one of these here. You've already put your strings in and you're ready to beat it. Is that what you're wanting now?
Mm-hmm. I'll be just a minute.
Take back there with both hands and bring it up tight.
Just a minute and I'll be ready. And you can just hold it in the still position for a second.
Peggy, you've got two threads here to thread.
Well, that's one I said we have to take out and re-thread it because it's going through on number four.
You can
four
tell
and
your
two.
Designs when uh-huh. you trump those treadles.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this brings your design up.
Oh, I see. There's two of each color on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to try one more thing here. Sorry.
Would you like the Charlie to hold
this
it?
Is your colors, and you trump, it. You trump them all to get it flat when you get the. To weave plain.
Mm-hmm.
Is he wanting to roll the
He'll tell you when, Grandma.
Huh?
He'll cut that mic. That barrel was holding that up.
I think we're all set. if you want to just pull on the beater and hold it still for a minute.
Pull on the beater, yeah. Now hold real still, Grandma.
Say fertilizer.
On the local weaving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Yeah, and also to put together an exhibit so people can come see about it.
Oh, okay.
These gonna be black
this down in here would be plain.
Well, he says it's
and this would be your design.
Mm-hmm.
These two
we'll
design.
Be glad to pay for some of them.
Okay, if you want to.
Then if you want to make another design, you have to chomp the treadles again.
Two other times. I tried it.
When I hold still again, I'm going to try another one.
We started this rug.
Uh-huh.
And they were blurred. Mm-hmm. My lighting wasn't right.
Oh, yeah, Jared takes really good pictures.
And I'd love to have
someone that knows is a lot better than the amateur, I tell you.
This underneath is your backgrounds and this is your patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very good at that either.
Oh, I love this loom.
I'd rather turn the switch.
It's a beauty.
Have gas or electric or oil or something, you know, it's a lot easier.
Are you done with this?
Just one minute. I'll try one more.
Hold it.
Along with the library up there.
Yeah, I ran out of film on that one. Have to change this camera down. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be one of the nicest looking buildings on campus.
Well, the only part of the college I remember was the original two buildings when I was growing up. And I was gone for 40 years. Of course,
Grandma,
I was in and out.
Look at me.
Mom was still here. But,
over here, down here.
The buildings they added.
Oh, didn't click, my goodness.
Didn't
see
my
why did you go through all the pictures?
Oh, okay. Good.
Still
no, when you get ready to take it off, then you can put down all your treadles and have just plain piece across here. You see, that ties it in.
Yeah, that's pretty bright light in there now.
It wasn't when I took the others. I tried to get some for, and then the others was good.
You can stay there a minute if you would.
65th wedding anniversary. Uh-huh. He stood out here on the steps, and they stood there with the loom. Took some pictures.
Is it getting hot on you with that light? Huh? Is it getting hot on you with that light?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna try a couple with this one.
What are you taking now?
I'm gonna take some with some black and white film.
Oh.
She's got a lot of rags wound up for rag rugs too. Mm-hmm.
She sets and she cuts them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll take them to the machine and she'll sew them. Mm-hmm. Then she takes the scissors and cut them diagonal, that little tip off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then she sets and takes the square boards and she winds them and flattens them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's ready to weave, she puts them on these handles.
Uh-huh.
All winter long she used to do that. She'd have baskets after baskets.
Mm-hmm.
Full of them, and she'd say, "Oh." But she did some beautiful rugs. In fact, she couldn't keep her rugs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of mats that she had, Jace Beard bought 6 or 8 of them.
Oh, really?
When Dave opened the shop down there. And
yeah, she's had them over the farm.
She
didn't
have any of them left in
years.
Or so.
Yeah, years and years.
Oh, I like that.
Do you hear talking on that?
On the, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
No, these are just still pictures and not the...
Connecticut, she's had them in Connecticut, she's had them in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, she has nothing.
No, we just can't get her to go with us anywhere. She
has
to stay home.
Right in here and just
tried to keep...
My mom was just the opposite.
Shovels enough to wind on my warp.
I have to pack.
The colors that I don't have to stop and wind it when I start so much.
She was a little older than mom.
Mm-hmm. I have my colors already.
She died.
Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And I weave, besides yarn, I weave material pieces and make rugs.
If you want to go, I need to pack.
Grandma, can you pretend you're weaving right here for me?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not ready yet.
No, he's not ready, so I'm a sneaking one here.
They fertilize it, Mom.
What kind?
Oh, 10, 20.
Yeah, he says there's a lot of light in there, probably need it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you roll it? Yeah, I
did.
Okay. Okay, now. Let me try a different lens on here. I'm going to put a different lens on the camera and try a couple.
You took every kind of picture of me, but one upside down.
Well, I may have done that by mistake.
Oh, we could hang you by your heels, Mom.
We can hold still just a minute now.
She's got a great collection of fabric, too. Something's
really unusual. Oh, yeah. Well, some of the stuff been around for a lot of years.
Very warm on the
camera.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I can get you leaning, kind of leaning over the loom a little bit.
Like you're weaving,
like
Mother.
Like you're leaning and look, yeah, that's the way. Just kind
yeah,
of hold
it
still,
right there.
Just like that, yeah. Well, one more like that.
Okay. Mother, pretend you're throwing your head all through here like this. Just pretend. Put this hand up here. And it might show some of your weaving here, too.
Mm-hmm. Like
just like that. Hold that right there. That would be great. It'll show mm-hmm. a little bit of your weaving here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Try one more like that.
It's good. Hold still now, Grandmother. Yeah, girl.
Is that enough?
Just one more, I think.
One more, Mom.
Now, would it not help the history of your thing if she'd put two of those harnesses up there and put the other two down?
That might be good.
Mom, mm-hmm. put your feet on number one and number three. Okay, can you step real hard?
Wait a minute, can I get my right
there
hands?
You go. Now, that's great. Okay?
Ooh, what pretty designs you
yes.
can make.
Let's take this out. Let's hold this up here. He's taking black and white now, so it's not going to hurt the color. Just pretend you're getting ready to weave. Hold this just about halfway so he can see the harness back here. That's good. Right there. Right there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That'll show that it's four harness.
I'm going to try one.
Hmm?
Just like that again. Let's see something like that.
Are you going to take one more?
Yeah, one more.
Is it already focused?
Just a minute. We go down to Washington to visit now, a couple of days. I'm ready to get out of here. Okay.
Now, Mom, can you scoot forward just a little?
Mm-hmm.
Now, straighten up just a bit. Isn't that better? There.
I reckon.
Yeah. Get your shuttle in your hand. Okay, now hold it right there, Grandma. Now, you don't look so stooped.
She's reaching too far.
Hold still. Boy, he's really rolling the film up on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be another VIP.
What's that?
Very important person.
Oh, dear. Those days you're done with, Penny.
Oh, yeah. You're still going, Grandma.